B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Sports betting now legal in Massachusetts. Yeah. Honors for both Missy Elliott and Nipsey Hussle. And get ready to pay more for Disney Plus and Hulu. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, after what Lori Harvey just said about dating, someone better check on Michael B. Jordan. And you can add Drake to the list of hip-hop billionaires.
Leroy has your sports.
And just when you thought the Celtics trade rumors were dying down, here comes some mess. Plus, it's game time at Gillette.
But first, it is official. Governor Baker signed a bill legalizing sports betting in Massachusetts, making us the 36th state to do so. No word on the exact date that you can start betting on your favorite teams, but it could take several months for the Gaming Commission to figure out all the specifics of the rollout.
That also applies, FYI, to online. Wait.
This is Melissa.
Oh, what is it?
Every Sunday.
I didn't even have my headphones turned up. I'm like, what are you playing? That also applies to playing casino games online. Mm. So, you guys think I'm bad? I have a friend. What?
Well, I was going to say, you know, a lot of times they say to people, you know, try and diversify your streams of income. You know, different ways of money coming into you. Melissa's diversifying her streams of outcome. More ways of her losing money.
I had a friend who used to drive down, like, every once in a while to New Jersey because it's legal to bet and, like, play online games in New Jersey. So they would just go to, like, a random rest stop in New Jersey with other friends and just have dinner and, like, you know, play online.
This is why she won't stop gambling, because she always finds someone worse than her. And she's like, well, I mean, at least I'm not driving to Jersey to gamble.
Right?
I'm not that. Well, you're a mess, Rick.
I did go to the casino when I was in Aruba. You would have been proud.
What'd you play?
But I walked out some slot machine. I don't know. It was like a penny one.
That narrows it down.
Shady.
Well, I was going to say, well, hold on. You walked out, Pebbles?
Yeah.
After what? Winning some money? Losing some money?
Winning.
Oh, Melissa, isn't she such a quitter?
Listen.
And I would have kept... I was on a machine that kept winning.
Oh, see, but that's when, like, you got to keep going.
I'm like, I made my money back. I'm getting out of here.
She didn't apply herself.
Leroy, what were you saying?
No, I was saying, so she can go to the casino out of town,
yes,
but she won't roll with us to the casino here.
Absolutely.
Oh, come on, Pebble.
Absolutely.
Come on. You just heard how Melissa yelled at her because she walked out with money in her pocket.
No, it's not so much that. It's if you're on a winning machine, ride it, man. Keep going.
Right.
Until the wheels fall off.
Until it takes all your money back.
Advice from a girl who, when she goes to check her account balance,
the machine laughs
at her.
Missy Elliott being honored with a street in her hometown. After a unanimous vote, there will now be a Missy Elliott Boulevard in Portsmouth City, Virginia. Nipsey Hussle receiving a posthumous honor with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That ceremony will take place on August 15th, which would have been his 37th birthday. And get ready to pay more. Disney Plus, Hulu raising their prices.
Of course.
Disney says starting December 8th, prices will increase from $7.99 to $10.99 a month. Right. That's a big jump. The price of ad-free Hulu will go from $12.99 to $14.99, and the ad version will go from $6.99 to $7.99.
Wait, you're paying more and still getting This is bull.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Dr. Dre, Diddy, Kanye, Jay-Z, and now Drake is the latest rapper to join the billionaire club. Well, that is if you believe Nicki Minaj. Nicki posted on her Instagram story a video of her on a tarmac getting on a private jet saying, look, this is what happens when you got a very rich Canadian friend who's the only billionaire I know that don't want people to know he's a billionaire. And to confirm she was talking about Drake, Nicki liked a tweet that read, shout out to Drake for being a billionaire, even though you ain't want no one to know.
I don't believe
he's a billionaire. You still don't get the fact that he's a billionaire.
I don't believe it. I don't. Because there's no way. From what?
Right.
from just his music. All these other guys, it took years and getting another solid stream of income to become billionaires. But Drake did it just by his music and owning a little piece of the Raptors.
Well, it says here, according to Celebrity Net Worth in 2022, Drake is now estimated to have only, I say only in quotes, a $250 million net dollar net worth.
Yeah.
And a yearly salary of $25 million.
I believe. Look, if you're going how much he's made in his entire life, if he never spent a penny, maybe. Maybe, but even then, $1 billion is a lot.
Well, another thing too we have to remember about too, you know, Drake is turning into a degenerate gambler. So that's another thing they mention, you know, depending on what he's doing as far as his gambling, that's going to also propel him or take him down.
Take him down like
Drake.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
He's
they start hanging.
Next right. level though.
He's texting her on a Wednesday. Yo, you going to be there tonight? Fam.
The war of words continues between Britney Spears and her ex-husband, Kevin Federline. Kevin did not appreciate Britney disputing his claims that their two sons don't want to be around her. So he posted a series of videos of Britney arguing with the boys to validate his story. He even included the caption that said, "I cannot sit back and let my sons be accused in this way after what they've been through. As much as it hurts us, we decided as a family to post these videos."
Your boobs are poking out. You have
come in here when we're trying to go to bed and then you just...
This is my house. If I want to come in here and give you lotion for your face because it is coarse and all you tell me, no, it's fine, it's fine. No, it's not fine. You all better start respecting me. Are we clear?
Yeah.
And when Robin calls and you're all, even Robin's a kid. She goes, "What have you been doing to your kids?" You all need to start treating me like a woman with worth. I am a woman, okay? Be nice to me. Do you understand?
All right, shut up. So here's the thing. And you guys know I think Britney Spears is a psychopath. But, I mean, listen, all that stuff is stuff that parents say.
I was just about to ask. Yeah. Hasn't every parent had that kind of discussion with their kid?
Oh, God. That and saying the most irrational things. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Kevin Federline says this is not the worst of it. The lies need to stop. And then a rep for Britney said what you guys are saying. This is terrible. Kevin's disgusting. He's weaponizing the kids. But in these clips, Britney is just being a mom. Yeah.
Oh, God. Video me talking to my kids.
Oh, my God.
You're gonna hear me be like,
"Can you please?"
Yesterday it was me trying to tell Lucy to shut up whenever I didn't say the word shut up, but I said stop talking because I was talking with Nicole and she kept on interrupting. And I said, "Listen, when I'm talking to your mother, you stay quiet." And then you hit her with the Britney Spears. "Do you understand?
You need to respect me."
And then I always do this one. And then because they say yes immediately, I always go, "Then what did I just say?" I make them repeat what I just said. Yeah. I sound like a psychopath.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lori Harvey was on a recent podcast with her friend Tiana Taylor, and the topic was dating. Lori says she's matured a lot in the last few years and feels she knows now more than ever what she wants from a man. And hopefully after hearing this, someone's checking on her ex, Michael B. Jordan.
"I'm like you. I grew up with brothers. I was like, all right, I know how this is going down. And I'm going to move accordingly.
You beat him to the punch.
Yeah, I'm just going to move accordingly. And also, like, I almost got married very young. Mm-hmm. And so I think after that, it made me be like, okay, I felt like I hadn't really experienced anything. I didn't really know myself. I didn't really know what I liked, what I didn't like. I just feel like I hadn't really experienced life. So I think at that point, then I was like, okay, I'm about to, like I said, just date on my terms. And like, however I want to move, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And if it's no longer serving me, I'm going to move on."
No longer serving me, I'm going to move on.
Yo, why do we assume Michael B. Jordan is hurting them?
Well, I'm sure he's being consoled.
Oh, please, yes. Any rebound. But come on, you saw him at the basketball game.
Yeah, but that was months ago.
Doesn't matter. He wanted to marry this girl. Yeah. And now she's out here talking about, "If I don't want it anymore, I'm going to date on my terms and I'm going to keep it moving."
Oh, boy.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Celtics are back in the news because reports are that Kevin Durant has named the Celtics and the 76ers as desired landing spots. So the rumors are going to stop flowing. It's just going to happen. Get ready. The Red Sox got spanked by the Braves 8-4.
Oh, no. Yep. Suck again.
I don't even know if you can say again. They've just been constantly
terrible. Talking. Pebbles, do you know they made Dennis Eckersley retire? He was like, I'm sick of calling their game, so I'm just going to retire now and be a grandfather. Stop. That's what he said on Tuesday. I'm not joking. Look it up.
Leroy, we'll talk about this later so you can tell me the truth.
And for anyone that cares, since my kickball season ended in defeat, I'm 75, maybe 80% sure now that my next sporting adventure will go down in arm boxing.
Oh, God.
Look it up.
I can't wait.
Yeah, there will be footage. I think I'm going to join. If there's a league going on around in Boston or anywhere around Boston, please let me know.
Let's take a time machine to the future when Leroy comes in the next day. Leroy, how was your match last night?
Believe in a brother, please.
Did you win?
I believe in you, Leroy.
Thank you, Pebbles. I appreciate it. These other two over here just, I don't know. Sox Orioles tonight at 7:10.
And we're your friends.
Yeah. What, telling me the truth?
Yeah.
It is time for preseason Patriots football. That's right.
Go.
Pats, Giants at Gillette, kickoff at 7. I would like to say this. The reason why I'm having this music played is I am a fan of SpongeBob. And for the record, if my kickball team would have won the championship, I planned on coming in here and playing Sweet Victory from SpongeBob, but it didn't work out. Anyways, that's your sport.
All right. Today's good news. Well, you've heard of guard dogs. Well, let me introduce you to Bandit the guard cat. Bandit was adopted 4 years ago, lives with her retired owner, Fred, in Mississippi. One morning, about 2:30 a.m., Bandit started meowing in the kitchen. Then she races into the bedroom, jumps onto the bed, pulls off the comforter, and starts clawing at his arms. Well, Fred knew something was wrong, got up to investigate, and saw two young men with a handgun and a crowbar trying to get the door open.
Oh, my God.
Well, Fred went to get his gun. When he got back, the intruders were gone. He said that the situation could have been very different without Bandit. What? I see your face over there.
Hey, yeah, don't even knock it. Don't knock it.
Melissa.
What?
Take away your love of cats, all right? Just literally take that out of your brain.
Okay.
That guy is lying. There is no way his cat jumped up and was like, yo, get up. There's dudes in here. If anything, the cat would have just ran and hit under the bed.
I was going to say, no. If the cat ran and jumped on him, it was probably because he was hungry and wanted to eat.
Yeah.
At 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, that's when they eat.
He had the zoomies.
Mine wakes
There's
me
no
up at
way
four.
That he was like, there's somebody here. Get us out of here.
That's your good news.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.